What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Morning. Welcome to Politics by Faith, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group. Thanks for being here. So something really interesting happened in the media world the other day that certainly didn't break out of any sort of bubble, but I think it's a sign of what is to come for all of us. I don't care about media drama, but this is relevant to everyone. So Rona Romney McDaniel, she's Mitt Romney's niece. She's been the head of the Republican National Committee, the Republican Party, for the last few years. And you can decide if she's done a good job or not. I don't know. But she was out. She's kicked out. She's not anymore. Michael Whatley, the former head of the North Carolina Republican Party, is with Laura Trump as the co-chair. Laura Trump is Eric Trump's wife. That's Trump's son. So Trump's daughter-in-law is now the co-chair. And the Republican Party and the Trump campaign, because the Trump team is... Trump is the Republican Party right now. So it's better just to have this right now working as one united, cohesive unit. The RNC has to support the entire Republican ticket. They can't just support one candidate. But obviously, the Trump is the top of that ticket. And people can donate only a certain amount of money to individual candidates, but they can donate tons of money to the party. So it's better to have... So then they got to coordinate, well, how do we spend money on what and who spends money on what for whom? It's better to have this as one united, cohesive unit. And that's what this is. And it wasn't with Ronna McDaniel. So Ronna McDaniel, she got kicked out of the RNC and then she got hired by NBC News to be one of their talking heads. And it's like, okay, like, I don't care. I've never thought about Ronna McDaniel. I don't even know if that's how you pronounce her name. I always thought it was Rona, but I guess it's Ronna. I don't know. I don't care about Ronna McDaniel. But she went on Meet the Press, and Meet the Press treated her like they were interviewing Bin Laden. The first time I saw it, it was after they did a 21-minute interview on Meet the Press, and then Chuck Todd came on the roundtable, and Chuck Todd did this, oh, I can't believe she works for NBC. What a horrible thing to do to you, the host. You did the best you could, but her credibility, as all this talk about credibility, it was very weird. And then I went back and I heard the interview, and in the beginning of the interview, it was a recorded interview, so they did a recorded intro, and she said, "This we booked this a while ago. I didn't know she was on the payroll. I'm doing this against my will." It's like, but here it is. Here's 21 minutes with Ronna McDaniel. And the whole time it's how could you have lied? How could you have supported Donald Trump like this? How could you continue? It was that the whole time. So there was this on-air mutiny. So the executives put, here's the conclusion. I believe the executives hired her because she's not super sharp. She's not a great defender of the MAGA movement. So she's an easy foil. They thought the host could ask her questions like this and she'd be like, I don't roll. And it would make Republicans look bad and that would serve their purposes. But the people on air hate her so much, they wouldn't even let her be in the same room. They couldn't fathom being on the same. They kept using the word payroll. She's on the same payroll. All right. It's like, geez, guys. Maddow said it's inexplicable that they would hire Rona McDaniel. It's like, I'm no fan of Rona McDaniel, but it's explicable. She says it's inexplicable. It's explicable. She was just the head of the Republican Party. Like, makes sense. But no, we can't even hire. She didn't sense that it'd be like hiring a mob boss. Dude, it's like, geez, guys. So what does that mean to us? Again, I don't care about media drama.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
This is a sign of how our culture, these people run our culture. These people are in, they may not be the majority, but they're certainly the most powerful, how they will treat you. We said this a while back, and we've been right so far, that for a while the media attacks were on Trump. And then I said, oh, after Iowa, once people start voting for Trump, the cannons will be trained on you. There's a little nuance to that. These last few weeks, months, whatever, has been more of a usted, a plural you. The cannons have been trained on you people. How could you people have voted for this monster? You people of Iowa. After the convention, which is in maybe 8 weeks or something like that, after the convention, then the cannons will be trained on you. How could you vote for him? And it will be much more personal. How could you, person listening to this, driving or walking or working out, whatever you're doing, how could you have supported this monster? How could you attack democracy like this? How do you look yourself in the mirror? How do you live with yourself? I thought you were my son. I thought you were my husband. I thought you were my friend. How could you? Like, it'll be you. That'll be about after the convention. Maybe it'll be after the election, but I don't think they'll even wait that long. Maybe it depends how the polls are looking. So I thought of an obvious, maybe too obvious. I don't want to force it. But parallel to, in the Bible, leprosy. There's a wonderful sermon by Charles Spurgeon about leprosy, the cleansing of the leper, given in 1860, completely worth a read. It's about Leviticus 13, about what you do if there's a leper around you. I'm going to do some extended quoting here. And we're going to keep it on a secular level, like make the secular parallels, and then we'll talk about what leprosy is really all about, so we can end on that note. So here's Spurgeon. A leper was extremely loathsome in his person. The leprosy broke out at first almost imperceptibly in certain red spots which appeared in the skin. They were painless, but scarcely knew that he had it at all. But it increased, and further and further and further it spread. The perspiration was unable to find a vent, and the skin became dry and peeled off in scales. The withering of the skin was too true an index of what's going on from within, for in the very marrow of the bones there was the most frightful rottenness, which in due time would utterly consume the victim. The man would eat and drink. He would perform in all normal ways, all the functions that would be discharged as if in health. All things would go on as before. But by degrees, the bones would rot. In many cases, the fingers would drop off. When it came to its worst phase, the body would drop altogether, all the strings being loosened, and the whole house of manhood would become a horrible mass of animated rubbish, rather than the stately temple which God originally made it. I could not in your presence this morning describe all the loathsomeness and ghastliness of the aggravated cases of leprosy. It would be too sickening, if not disgusting. But let me remind you that this, fearful as it may seem, as it seems to be, is a very poor portrait of the loathsomeness of sin. If God could tell, or rather, if we could bear to hear what God could tell us of the exceeding wickedness and uncleanliness of sin, I am sure we should die. So he's saying, as horrible as leprosy was physically, what's happening inside of us with sin is even worse. So what happened to the leper? It wasn't just them being untouchable. If he drank out of a vessel, the vessel was defiled. If he lay upon a bed, the bed became unclean. If he touched but the wall of a house, the wall became unclean and must be purged. Wherever he went, he tainted the atmosphere. His breath was as dangerous as the pestilence. He shot baneful glances from his eyes. All that he did was full of the same loathsomeness as was himself. All right, so it wasn't just him. It was everything he touched was rotten, evil, defiled. Are you with me on the Trump parallel right now? Do I need to make it clear? Right, so the Trump supporter, voter, defender is the leper. They're defiled. They're disgusting. Anything they touch, anything they're a part of is equally defiled. You can't work here because I can't be in the same office as you. You are a threat to me just by you being here. Which leads us to the third aspect of someone who was a leper back in the day. Being thus the medium of contagion and defilement wherever he went, the Lord demanded that he should be shut out from the society of Israel. There was a place outside the camp, barren, solitary, where lepers were confined. They were commanded to wear a covering over the mouth and upon the upper lip. And if any passed by, they were compelled to cry, "Unclean, unclean!" A sound which, being muffled by reason of the covering which they wore, must have sounded more ghastly and death-like than any other human cry. Some of the rabbi translate the cry, "Avoid, avoid, avoid." One of the American poets has put it, "Room for leper, room." But certainly the sense of it generally understood to be unclean, 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 living apart from their dearest friends, shut out from all the pleasures of society. They were required never to drink of a running stream of water of which others might drink, nor might they sit down on any stone by the roadside upon which it was probable that any other person might rest. They were of all intents and purposes dead to all the enjoyments of life, dead to all the endearments and society of their friends. This is how you will be viewed. Again, this is just the secular analysis. Give it a second before we get to the religious part, just secularly. This is the parallel of how you will be viewed as a conservative or a Trump supporter if you are one. You will be seen as a leper, a sinner to your core. How could you? You'll be treated as such. Anything you're a part of, anything you touch, will be viewed as just as sinful. You'll be cast out from society, depending on where you live and where you work. You'll be treated as someone who cannot participate in the enjoyments of life. We got a taste of it with the unvaccinated, the unclean, who weren't allowed. I was in California when this happened. If you were unvaccinated, you weren't allowed to work at a hospital. You couldn't be a nurse. In California, this is true. In California, they fired you as a nurse if you were unvaccinated. You could still go to work as a nurse with COVID. So you could be vaccinated with COVID. You test positive for COVID and you were still allowed to go to work. But if you were unvaccinated without COVID, you were not allowed to go to work. Okay? Unclean. The unclean, the unvaccinated were told that you don't deserve medical treatment. Okay, you don't belong in polite society. Okay, we got a little taste of that. Trump supporters are going to be viewed the same. We'll all be J6ers. I'll leave the secular analysis there. I think this Ronan McDaniel was just a taste of it. How could you? Your credibility, you have no credibility. You're a liar. And if you're not as confident in the truth, being grounded in the truth, as Rona McDaniel is, then you'll come across like she did. It was, So the point we made on the radio is, let's take this as extra motivation to make sure we know where we believe, what we believe and why we believe it. So that when questioned, when confronted, not even questioned, when accused, you have an answer. But let's take the religious point here. This is the important one. Spurgeon says, every man by nature is like a leper, loathsome in his person. infected in all his actions and in all that he does, incapable of fellowship with God's people, and he is shut out entirely and utterly by his sin from the presence and acceptance of God. We are all lepers. So lest we say, that they're lepers. No, you are. I am. We all are. That's how we were born, as lepers. I love what Spurgeon laid out how horrible it was to be a leper. And he's like, oh, that doesn't even begin to describe the wicked state of your sin spiritually. And the amazing part of the story is that Jesus died for our sins, paid the penalty for your sins. And you can only be grateful for that again if you know how depraved, how dark, how deep, how wicked those sins were. You are. And Jesus died for those. If you don't think you're that sinful and Jesus died for them, you're like, I don't get it. Who cares? Why? What's the big deal? But when you know the leper that you really are, the fact that anyone would die for your sin is the greatest thing that's ever happened. And now you're considered clean. 1 Peter 2:24, he himself, Jesus, bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but now have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. That's what Spurgeon was talking about. If you're the state you were in your sin, you cannot come to the presence of God. But now that you've been healed, you've been cleansed, now you can return to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Spurgeon says the leper was made clean by sacrifice and by resurrection, but he was not clean till the blood was sprinkled on him. Christians, the cross does not save us until Christ's blood is sprinkled on our conscience. We must recognize what horrible sinners we are and then be overflowing with gratitude for Jesus and then put our trust in him. He's the great physician after all, Luke 5:31. No matter how other people treat us for any reason, doesn't matter for any reason, we live for him alone. MikeSlater.locals.com. Commercial free. And the transcript on MikeSlater.locals.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.